Hello, Screeters. It feels like it's been forever, y'all. And in some ways, it has. In other ways, it hasn't. What's really changed since the last time I put out an episode? Well, the death threats have lessened. The attacks have grown stale. I released another Hobbs and Friends episode, one with Mike Evans, which seems to be popular. I have not played a game. I have worked on some new Roll20 apps. Apps is not the right word to say, but maps and things. I recorded another Hobbs and Friends episode. It seems like a good deal. I forgot one of the most important things. I feel like I made a breakthrough with myself and maybe where I've been and where I'm going. I think I made the breakthrough a while ago, but I feel like people are starting to notice that I made a breakthrough, recognize the changes in how I treat them. It's pretty awesome. I don't know. What I do know is today, September 24th, 2019, happy effing birthday, DIY Mike Evans. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
Jason, I'm up to April 1st. You had me laughing my ass off. First comment. If you want to give everybody your email address, and then if you want to send me a new car or new furniture, I'll be happy to share my physical address with you. I did laugh out loud at that. And then the second comment that made me laugh today was the one about ash elves, not ass elves, though to be high elves. Oh, sorry. Can't keep my composure for this message. Yeah, I found those both very funny. But not your April Fool's trick. That had me panicked.
And there's Roy Lorenzo on his ever trudging forward goal and testament to dedication in going through the entirety of the Random Screed backlog. I'm glad you think some of those things are funny. I don't remember what the ass elves are, but they certainly seem like high elves for sure. One of the bad things that I notice that I do is when I'm writing, as soon as I put it on paper, I kind of forgot what I wrote. So when I'm writing dungeons and all that, I'll come back and I'll read what I wrote and I'll be like, what the heck is going on here? I don't remember any of this. It kind of goes the same way with this show. I say things that I don't necessarily remember if I said them the last show or on Hobbs and Friends or if I was just talking to my wife or whatever. So someday I should go back and listen to some of these episodes. I don't know. It was bad enough going back to listen to Hobbs and Friends. At least I got some other people to voices to hear instead of my own. But maybe number 200. We did Kalamata. Maybe we'll do just a testament to Random Screed. Unfortunately, I have no idea what episode I'm on. I still wonder what we're going to do, Roy, when you catch up. How are you going to make it through your day if you don't have more stuff to listen to? I feel like I have to go as fast as you are listening. And I haven't been doing that, alas.
Hobbs, it's Jay. I'm so chuffed, man. I'm so chuffed to hear that you are taking the low fantasy gaming thing onto Twitch, opening up to more gamers. It's just great to think that, like, last Saturday night, we sat down, you, Jason, and me, sat down, and we kind of went, hey, just roll up characters, and here you are, dead excited about it, and wanting to run something, and, man, that's cool to be part of. Game on.
And there you have Che Webster being chuffed, which kind of sounds like someone who did a little too much huffing, but I think I've heard this from the Brits before, and I think it means excited. I am excited. I have been reading the books. I've been talking to the writer and the designer, discussing different thoughts and options, and it's going to be cool. I really hope to get a lot of different players on and pimp all their stuff and highlight the game and the system and pickpocket press. And me, I get to highlight me, which I get to do every day. I'm so lucky. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm chuffed too, man. I'm chuffed, huffed, and buffed. I feel really dumb right now. But there you go. This is what happens when I get excited. I get fired up. I get chuffed.
Hey, Jason. Or is it Hobbs? I guess it ought to be Hobbs. Otherwise, we're going to keep calling the other Jason, and this is just going to get confusing. Sorry, anyway, I digress. Shandy Andy here. I just wanted to offer my support as well about the Macris situation and the axe. I've never really got involved in all this controversy and stuff. I'm not a political animal when it comes to role-playing games. But I, from listening in to various podcasts about this being discussed, I followed up and listened to your interview with Macris, and I thought it was an excellent episode, Hobbs. Really enjoyed it. I'm an Axe fan, I must admit. It got me into Roll20 for the first time playing it. So I just wanted to offer my support and say keep up the good work, man. And looking forward to gaming with you shortly.
And there we have Shandy Andy. He's got a podcast. I believe it's called Unguarded Treasure. It seems a little weird because we got like a whole D&D group getting together and talking to us about what's happening in their game. I think that would be Andy and Che and D Percentile. Maybe some other guys. I don't know. It's awesome, though, that they do that. And I think you guys know my position. I appreciate anyone offering up their support a lot. Mostly, I think we've reached an impasse with all that. There's some people who are going to be offended. There's some people who aren't. There's some people who are going to be disappointed but still support. Some people are going to be rabid about it. I don't know. Right now, I just feel like let's put it to the side. Let's table it and let's get ready for fall and gaming and all the other exciting things that we have going on. So either way, thanks for calling in, Andy. I appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to getting low fantasy gaming. And right now, the thing that I'm calling Midlands Menagerie, I'm not really happy with that. If anyone's got any ideas on what I should call my Open Table West Marches low fantasy gaming game set in the Midlands, which starting in the Vonari fort / town of Vorngard, let me know.
Good morning, Jason. Shay here from New Zealand. I wanted to talk to you about gaming, the gaming scene here in New Zealand. And it is a niche hobby. A very small percentage of people play it, and I live in like twin cities that have about maybe 60,000 people each, so about 120,000 people in our twin cities. Then there's a small tiny percentage of them that play role-playing games, and some of those are probably doing their own little thing in their own little home group, and you never see them. But over the last 2 years, I've been cultivating a club in my city, and one of my best friends is cultivating a club in his city. And so we do have a little bit of an insight into our local area, and there's a lot of 5e going on, but it's getting those groups together with 5e that gives us the opportunity then to branch out in some other games as well. Cheers, mate. Hey Hobbs, Shay here again, mate. I've got a question for you, and from what I can understand from keeping up with you, all your legal issues and court cases and court dates and appearances are all have come to a conclusion, and have you managed also to finally sell your rental? I'm wondering what life is like for you now without the constant difficulty of legal battles and the costs involved, how life is going without that stress, and also how's it going without the stress of having a tenant and a rental to look after and all that kind of stuff, mate. I'm hoping it's going really well.
All right, and there we have Shay Cormack from RPG Nerds. Nope, that's wrong. Friday night DM. I guess I'm used to having Jason Connerly call in. Anyway, sorry about that, Jay. So, man, that was pretty interesting. Listen, hearing about New Zealand. I keep asking you if you know a guy named Two-Gun, because serendipity and him contacting me after hearing someone listening to my voice on a podcast in New Zealand when I'm in BFE Northern Illinois is just so crazy and insane to me. As far as the question goes, a little bit of personal stuff, I guess, which makes sense because obviously you know about it because I mentioned it previously. So as far as the rental house goes, I did sell the rental house. It was at a pretty big loss, and that was a pretty big hit to our finances, which is probably one of the major reasons that I didn't do as much conning this year. That and the fact that I hadn't been doing very well at poker either. I am turning the poker part around. I won two of the last two tournaments I was in, so that's pretty good. It's hard to get better than that, actually, except tally up another one. So I'm going to try and win three trophies this year and be the first place in all three leagues that I'm in. I'm in first in one of them. I'm in fourth in another. And the other hasn't started. It starts on Saturday. So send me your good calculative minds and some good run good mojo. That's what we're looking for. Favorable flops and run good mojo. The other court case, all the court cases are finished. But like war, court has no winners. At least not in my experience. Maybe that's just because I'm always the loser. I don't know. It feels like I won the last court case with my ex-wife, but I owe my attorney $6,000, and it was said that, yep, you overpaid for what you were supposed to pay, but we'll only give you half of it. So it's ridiculous, guys. It's still a huge stressor on my life and my relationships, but I am trying to overcome that and be the best person that I can be, and that's what I'm really excited about. Let's get this show going. Take it away, Arfed.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van. Don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
All right, as you can tell, I'm a little behind. This episode has taken me longer to do than I expected. But I mean, maybe in this situation, that's a good thing. You're still getting some quality screeding, and it's getting done. It's just not as fast as I would like. I would like to tell people that I appreciate them listening, and I appreciate their support in the Discord and online and all the great things. I love all that stuff. Thank you, guys. Thank you to all the screeders. So, I think I might have a new transition. Let's do it. So that transition is from TJ Drennan, the diabolical mind behind Malodorous Miasma Meltdown and some other things. He's got a new patron, and you can find it by searching his name, TJ Drennan, on Patreon, and check it out. It's very inexpensive, and he is putting out a ton of sweet transitions, which, you know, that brings me to my pride and jealousy point again. I'm very proud of TJ and his commitment to the community and him jumping in and giving like he has. At the same time, I'm a little jealous. Now other people are going to be able to have... Other people are going to be able to have his great transitions and his work in their shows. So there you go. There's a pimp for TJ Drennan and his Patreon. Like I mentioned in the intro, this is the vinyl couch. I do feel better. I feel more balanced. I'm less up and down. I'm less affected by the lows and the highs, which is a good thing, because last night a new I don't even know what you call it. Witch hunt is probably the wrong word. I'm not supposed to use witch hunt, and I am not supposed to be a victim. So I will just say there is another attempt to gather the torches and pitchforks and cease support to Hobbs and Friends. This person called out Friends to stop supporting, stop listening, and stop being a guest on Hobbs and Friends, because it is a platform for fascists or people who have worked for fascists. All right, man, I can appreciate that. You know, I appreciate how you feel. I understand it. I feel like you have every right to feel like you do not want to support the show, be on the show, or listen to the show. Cool, I get it. What I don't get is the necessity to tell everyone else. What is it you're trying to do? To me, it looks like you're attacking me and you're trying to deplatform me. What I have to say to that, this is maybe a different twist on it. So I am also, if you're going to call people fascists, on the other side, you should be able to be called a socialist or a communist or a capitalist or a democratist or whatever it is. I give the same platform to those people, all of them. I'm not a platformist. I don't.
In 2 miles.
I'm not going to not have someone on the show for those reasons. Now, if someone, in my opinion, truly was beyond the pale in those directions, then I would have a problem with it. I am going to add a caveat to the Macris episode of how I don't agree with the I don't agree with the political beliefs believed to be associated with this person. Anyway, I didn't want to go on about it a lot. I just want to say that in the intro, I said that it had dwindled and went away, and now I found out that it hasn't. In fact, it's possible that it's going on all the time. I just don't see it. So I appreciate it when people let me know that it's happening, and I can interject if I so desire. In this instance, I felt like the people who came on him in a fashion that I wouldn't have, a rabid anti-left fashion. Well, I'm not going to do that.
In half a mile.
Because I am closer to the left or a centrist or whatever the words are. I'm definitely not a right. I'm way more liberal in my beliefs than I am the other, whatever the other is. Anyway.
Take the Alpine Road.
Anyway, there you go. Welcome to the back room. In the intro, I said I hadn't played anything. I hadn't done anything. Well, that's changed. Last night, I ran Lost in a Gata, and I streamed it. The stream felt really successful. It's something that I really want to push and increase my brand. But I don't know shit about streaming or Twitch, so I'm learning, and it's a bit rough. But I think the games are still entertaining. At least I hope so. And I hope all of you guys can show up and watch. So interesting things that happened last night. We got back to Lost in a Gata. We hadn't been there for a month or two, and this is supposedly a weekly game. But when everyone isn't there, we shift over to other games, which currently has been White Sands, Best Served Cold, and sometimes maybe the Midlands. We'll see. But one of the things I was excited about last night is we had a situation where we could actually use my combat economy rules. I was calling them grappling, but I think it's kind of a misnomer. When I call it grappling, you're like, I got no interest in grappling. But it's not really just grappling. It's just an addendum to the actual regular combat in a BX old school game. As far as this specifically goes, it actually just gets added on. So normally the narrative
in a quarter mile
in combat is pretty, I don't know, pretty standard and kind of shitty. It's usually just made up after the roles are done, and then the GM kind of paraphrases, and that's because it is such a abstract combat system. What I'm trying to do is add a mechanic that helps you make decisions as a GM and to help frame where you're at in the combat for a player or players. And it's on like a line, so it can shift back and forth along that spectrum during the combat, which gives you some give and take. And it worked well last night. I would say go watch the video if you didn't have the chance to watch it during play. And let me know what you think. It was my first chance to play test it, and it just kind of fell right in, right along with the regular play. It didn't feel heavy-handed. It was a little slower, and as my buddy Brasco mentioned, I'm not sure it's something you want to do a lot in every combat, because it is layering an extra level of detail that maybe you don't need for a bunch of mooks. You know, I don't know. I don't really know how many mook combats I have in D&D, but they're there. And I think that that is going to make it difficult to decide when you should and shouldn't lay on this combat economy mechanic. I don't know. I thought it was cool. I think you should go check it out. I love Lost in Agata. And if you have the opportunity, check out my Twitch channel, Twitch Hobbs665. I'm on my way to the affiliate, and I need you guys to chime in. Check it out. Even if you don't watch, you can interact and talk to the other people in the chat room about the game as it goes and just kind of leave it in the background. I think it's a cool deal. And I'm also going to upload them to YouTube, so you can check them there if you want to. I'd love to have any conversations about what's going on. And I want to have more of them. So contact me if you want to get into my Midlands game, or if you want to become a patron and get into my Kalmata game, or whatever. I love playing games. I'm willing to have people on my Twitch channel and not be the GM. I'd love to play games on my Twitch channel. I guess that's it. I don't have a lot else. I hope this was a decent episode, and y'all enjoyed it. Remember, you all have jobs to do. Don't punch out before you've done them. Stay alive, do good, be good, and won't you be my gamer?